You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good heavens, what's a loose read? Is that like in your flute?
Yeah.
Get a few splinters in your teeth and your tongue?
Well, yeah, I'm not even sure why it's called loose reads, but that's okay. It sounds cool.
Who are we discovering today? I feel like it's going to be powerful.
Powerful. So today I'm going to be talking about a book called The Power by Naomi Alderman. It came out at the end of last year, and it came across my desk at work when a high school was buying in bulk copies for their kids, and it sounded pretty interesting. And
then bulk buying,
yeah, class sets. So it piqued my interest again when it got shortlisted for the Bailey's Women's Prize for Fiction,
awesome.
Which is a pretty good, if you're looking for books to read anyway, just go to the Bailey's shortlist and you're probably going to get some good stuff.
Good material.
Yes, and also what I thought would be good to review this book, The Power, is because Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale, the TV show, just started,
yes,
and
yes,
it's all...
Yes.
It's in a similar realm as this. So The Power is about, set in nowish, where young women start discovering they have this electricity in their hands. Where
I know
really,
all about it.
So they have this physical power that they can pass on to older women, and it's what happens to the world when...
Is that like what happened when you came in and we shook hands?
Yeah.
The young girl gives it to the older woman.
Yeah,
evil
right.
will prevail.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. So it is what happens when women can become powerful in terms of the power you get from having this authority over other people in terms of what you can do to them if they do not do what you want.
Oh, so it sounds very sci-fi. Do they wear spandex in this?
They don't. No, it's like, it's just like normal. They're normal people. But so it's narrated by four characters. We've got three females, a British girl called Roxy, she's from like kind of like a wrong side of the tracks gang family, a young American foster child called Ellie, who's had terrible things happen to her, middle-aged female politician. I think it's the state of Iowa. She's a senator. And then we also have one male character. He's an Ethiopian guy called Tunde, and he's documenting what's going on. So it spans over a long period of time, extremely fast-paced, and a lot happens. And
I imagine some very swift character development going on in there.
Swift character development, yeah. And also, you know, like, you could imagine, like, a world run by women... it's not all roses, really. It can get quite violent.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty powerful. And so when I started reading it, I was like, whoa, this is so much, like, really reminds me of The Handmaid's Tale. And so I was doing some reading about it, and Margaret Atwood actually mentored Alderman while writing this book.
Ah, there you go.
So she's a young female author. She's British. She's a university lecturer, but she also writes games, computer games.
Oh, very cool.
So there's that feeling.
So she's
an
uber geek. We love her.
Uber geek, yeah. So I thought it was so awesome. I loved it. And I think you could give it to quite a young adult type person who's like, but quite precocious, I guess, in terms of like the violence and quite... There's some violent sex scenes and stuff, so as long as you have sort of like...
Tell me, when you're reading, are you reading on Kindles or actual books?
No, I'm paper, books. I've had an e-reader, but it's kind of in my cupboard. I don't trust it. It conked out a few times while I was on holiday, and it was just not cool. So I'm all about the paper books.
Yeah,
so,
me too. Nice.
But I am also all about reading and... You know, get it where you can get it. Go to the library, do all the stuff. But you can also get it from Time Out as well. So,
very good.
Yeah, The Power, it's Penguin, published by Penguin. It's $37. Shortlisted for the Bailey, so that will be announced in June. And, yeah, highly recommended.
Very good. Thank you very much. I think I like the sounds of that. Thank you very much, Jenna.
Cool. See you next time.
See you next time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.